Reshmi and I are rocketing our way toward middle age. Are you middle aged? Reshmi's probably thinking, speak for yourself, Belle.
Well, I'll see what it's like when you get there.
I'm on a faster track than you. I can tell you that right now. But there is a study that has been published this week in the Lancet Journal, which suggests that people who are diagnosed with dementia when they are older actually show cognitive decline many, many years and potentially decades in advance, and that one of the signs are nightmares or distressing dreams. We are pleased to welcome the lead researcher of this study, Dr. Abedemi Otaiku, to the program. Dr. Otaiku is an NIHR Academic Clinical Fellow in Neurology at the University of Birmingham and Specialty Registrar in Neurology in the NHS in the United Kingdom. Dr. Otaiku, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
This is fascinating that frequent nightmares in middle age could be linked to a risk of dementia here. You broke up this study into two different groups here. What did you find, doctor?
So what I found was that in a group of middle-aged people, and it's controversial as I include 35 as middle age, but the age range was 35 to 64. And in this group, those who had nightmares on a weekly basis were four times more likely to experience cognitive decline, which is a rapid decrease in memory and thinking skills over time. So they're four times more likely to experience that compared to middle-aged adults who had no bad dreams. In the second aspect of the study, I looked at older people, and they were age 79 and above. At the beginning, none of them had dementia. But 5 years later, over 200 had dementia. And I found, again, that those who had nightmares once a week were twice as likely to get dementia after 5 years.
So, Dr. Otaiku, what does that tell you about the human brain and what is going on when we sleep?
So that's a big question, and it's an interesting question.
Yeah. it's a large question. I'll give you that.
So I think one key thing it tells us is that what happens in our sleep has implications on what's happening when we're awake. For a long time, people thought our dreams weren't significant. So they thought maybe there's random firing activity in the brain, and our dreams are just a random process. But now we know that the same brain regions that help us to do certain functions when we're awake help us to do the same functions when we're asleep. And that even carries over to emotions, emotion regulation. So I think what this shows us is that even before signs of dementia occur when we're awake, they might begin to occur whilst we're asleep. That could be many years or decades before the most obvious dementia symptoms start.
So truly, if we want to advocate for our own health, would you suggest then anyone 35 or older start documenting their nightmares?
So I wouldn't recommend that right now. The first reason I would say that is because with medical research, before we advise the public about how to change their behavior, we first need to make sure that the results have been replicated by other groups, and we all come to the same conclusion. So I think it's still early days for us to be telling people what to do or how to change their behavior.
So, go ahead, sorry.
I was going to say that maybe one day it could be the case that if somebody has other risk factors for dementia and they also have nightmares, that may be something they may want to tell the doctor. But I think just right now, I wouldn't tell anybody to change anything. If they have nightmares, they may want to get treated in themselves. But I wouldn't advise them anything with regards to preventing dementia right now, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Otaiku, so like I can dream often, I don't, by the way, but I could dream often of rainbows and lollipops and everything is okay. I could be having distressing dreams or nightmares, as we typically say. Does that imply some kind of increased stress in my life that could lead to cognitive impairment down the road?
So it's still unclear about why these two things are linked. So oftentimes in research, we say that correlation does not mean causation. So nightmares are linked to dementia. Do nightmares cause dementia, or are nightmares the first sign of dementia? So it's still not clear. My theory is that in a small amount of people with nightmares, dementia may be at the root of it. But as you say, I think in the majority of cases, it could be stress, could be anxiety, it could just be a natural tendency. So for most people, I don't think nightmares are linked to dementia. But I think in a small subset, nightmares may be one of the earliest signs rather than a cause. That's my thought.
Oh, I'm going to have nightmares about nightmares getting giving me dementia, doctor. I mean, truly, though, it's fascinating. You know, if we can't control our nightmares, right?
We can to a small degree. So we know that, even myself, when I was younger, when I watched a scary movie, I maybe more likely to have a nightmare than when I didn't watch a scary movie. And I noticed that when I'm in times of high stress, I'm slightly more likely to have a nightmare than when I'm in times of low stress. So, but for most people who have frequent nightmares, or at least a good proportion, they can't really connect any particular trigger, like I mentioned beforehand. But we do have treatments. So there are psychological therapies and there are medications for people who have what we call nightmare disorder, where they have nightmares very frequently and it causes them distress. So there are treatments out there if anybody is concerned.
If I could just go back one more time to the age group that you broke it up to, 35 to 64 and then 79 and older. So the 35 to 64 is a large age group to be studying, right?
Yeah, it is.
Why so broad?
I think the reason why it was better to go broad than narrow is that we know that dementia typically affects people when they're over 65. But in some cases, it can be earlier. And therefore, having a large window of time between when somebody will get dementia and when they have the early signs, the larger the window, the more opportunity you have to slow down or prevent the onset. So if we can identify a sign in somebody who's 35 who won't get dementia for the next 30, 40 years, that gives us a large window to try and put in strategies to try and slow down or even prevent dementia from occurring.
Dr. Otaiku, thank you so much for this very interesting conversation. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Abidemi Otaiku, the lead researcher of a study which appears this week in the Lancet Journal, which suggests that frequent nightmares in middle age, which apparently starts at the age of 35, may be linked to a risk of dementia. I'll tell you, Reshmi, so I used to live in Fort York, and I lived on the 27th floor of a 28-story building, and just across the way, there was a 40-story building to my southeast. And every now and then, it's not once a week, so I think I feel okay about it, but every now and then, I will have a dream of either me falling over my railing or somebody on an adjacent building's railing falling over. And I never see the end result, thank goodness. But this is a recurring nightmare that I've had, I think, 5 or 6 years now.
Wow.
So come visit me at the clinic, will you?
Well, it reminds me of the falling man from 9/11. Maybe
yes.
That's what you saw. Maybe that's what's reoccurring.
It could be.
Dr. Otaiku's advice there, I'm just going to stop being stressed out and maybe we won't get nightmares anymore.
Yeah, going to drink my sleepy tea good and early and just chill on the way to bed.
Get your sleepy tea.